I offer to you as a suggestion for your meditation today, as you're holding the elements of the supper, it could be helpful to you to go to Galatians and contemplate the fruit of the Spirit and to contemplate the offering of our Savior, the offering of Himself in His death, and to do so with respect to the fruit of the Spirit. If we want to understand what is holiness, we begin with a remembrance of our Savior. And the Lord's Supper is one of the means that the Lord has promised to use for the strengthening of our faith as we remember Him, as we remember His offering, but it is also a means that He's promised to use to strengthen our obedience. In the Baptist Catechism, question 102, it asks, what is the Lord's Supper? Answer: the Lord's Supper is an ordinance of the New Testament instituted by Jesus Christ, wherein, by giving and receiving bread and wine according to His appointment, His death is shown forth. And the worthy receivers are, not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith, made partakers of His body and blood, with all His benefits, to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Growth in grace. So I encourage you to think of the graces in Galatians chapter 5. And you can begin with the fruit of love. So, dear saints, you who will take the supper with us, bring with you to the supper your faith. Bring to this supper your believing, thankful, joyful, worshipful, amazed remembrance of such a love poured out for you. Remember your Savior's love for you. Contemplate as you hold these elements what it cost Him. And be thankful and be strengthened and be encouraged, be fortified in your soul. And then may I suggest, for the strengthening of your grace, contemplate His love to you for the strengthening of the grace of love in your soul as it would then be expressed to your fellow church members. We all need help in this. We need strengthening. Strengthening in our love for one another. It can be so hard. We can be irritating. We can be odd. Sometimes we're even sinful. If you need help, if you need strengthening in that grace of love for your fellow church members, contemplate today and be strengthened with such a love that has been poured out for you. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we again come before You, and we pray now in this moment that You will grant to us a remembrance of our Savior as we have been commanded to do. We pray, protect us from distraction and grant to us a focused and worshipful contemplation. Help us to contemplate, as we have been taught from Your Word, the love that Your only begotten Son has demonstrated. Help us to feed upon Him, to feed upon His love, and to feed upon all of the benefits. We pray, make the supper an effectual means of grace for us today. We need You to, by Your Spirit, deliver strength from heaven to our souls on earth. We need strength. We need encouragement. We need fortifying in our souls. We pray that You would be so kind and tender and merciful with us today as to remember Your promise and to bless the supper for the nourishment of our souls. And Father, in that we also pray that You will strengthen us in taking the supper, strengthen us in our love for one another. This is a great need that we have, and we ask it for the sake of the glory of the gospel and the glory of your most holy name. We do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.